Welcome back to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, streaming at ijpr.org. I'm Eric Thiel. We've got very special guests in our studio today. We are graced with Los Lonely Boys. Henry, JoJo, Ringo Garza, thanks for being here, you guys. You guys are from West Central Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
San Angelo.
San Angelo it is.
Tell me what San Angelo was like growing up as kids.
Oh, man.
It was a lot of things.
We grew up there for a little while because we kind of traveled around a lot, you know, moving from Texas to Tennessee, kind of back and forth. And there was a time where we moved to California one time with our dad.
Growing up in San Angelo, you know, the schools were, we went to public schools. You know, we didn't really have a lot of money, so we were living in like government housing and stuff when we came up. And our dad worked at a little
convenience store.
And we rode bikes. We walked around town all, you know, it's not really a big town. It's like 100,000 is what it was then. So it's probably, you know, maybe a little
pretty small,
a little more now. But, you know, there's a you know, your little pool there in the community, municipal.
Kind of place where you could still go outside and play as kids.
Yeah, it is. And that's where we raise our kids and our families.
Oh, cool. So all
that's
all three of you live in San Angelo?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and our sisters live there as well as our mother and father.
Cool. Yeah. You mentioned your dad. Yeah. You know, he worked at a convenience store, but he's also musically inclined, right?
Cool. Oh, yeah.
He taught us everything.
Big time.
That's what it's all about. I mean, you know, we're talking about living in San Angelo, but music was always the big, big thing for our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, our dad is our biggest inspiration. He's our hero.
Biggest influence. He showed us and taught us a lot of things about music, but as well as life too, you know. And I can remember times that, like, we were getting ready for talent shows as, you know, as little kids. I was probably 6-7 years old, and I remember our dad setting up an app and a guitar in the living room, and we'd all go through and sing our little parts that we were going to do in the talent show. And
that's cool.
You know, he would play guitar in the talent show for some of the kids too as well. So
Did he play out in public, or was it the kind of guy where he played at home?
No, he played in public.
Really?
Our dad's began music back before, you know, he was like 8 years old when he remembers seeing Elvis and him on the radio and hearing them on the radio and seeing them on the TV, you know,
and hearing them on the radio.
He wanted to be like that, you know, but he grew up playing with his brothers too, mm-hmm. you know, playing traditional conjunto music.
While in the midst of all this, he loved rock and roll, he wanted to rock a little bit, country and stuff,
man. So he proceeded to, you know, go after his dream, man, and learned music, taught himself how to play like American guitar, I'm going to say, or rock and roll guitar, you know, and he kind of showed that to us when we were growing up, man. He showed us all the Beatles songs, Stevie Wonder songs.
All kinds of stuff.
From Willie to Waylon to Roy Richie Orbison, to Chuck Berry.
Fats.
We thought he wrote all their songs, man. he was singing Pretty Woman, and was like, man, that's a cool song. You hear it on the radio, and you're like,
hey,
they're playing your song, man.
How young were you guys when you started playing?
Man, well, we were all about 5 and 6 years old, man, we were always into
the music lifestyle. So we were, you know, I didn't learn drums until I was like 7 or 8. I can't really remember, but before then I was singing songs at bars and cantinas and passing out the tip jar, you know, and Henry was always playing guitar since as long as I could remember, and then JoJo came around and learned how to play the guitar too, and keyboard, and they picked up music stuff pretty quick, man, and it was pretty much amazing.
It's in our blood, man. It's been something we feel we've been blessed by the good Lord above. You know, it's a talent and a gift that we have that we love to share, you know, and being that young, you don't really know that. You know, mm-hmm. we're just being brothers, man, playing and loving to jam with each other, man. And I wrote my first song when I was like 5 years old, and it was about a girl leaving me, and I never even had a girlfriend. it was just trying to be like our dad, man, you know?
Are you guys pretty close in age so that your musical ability kind of developed at the same time?
Yeah, Henry's... Oh, yeah. Well, we have two sisters, so it's
our older sister, then Henry, then our sister Chrissy,
and then JoJo, and then me.
All right.
And we're all like... me and JoJo are the farthest apart from each other, so we're like a year and a half. I'm 30, he's 31, but he's fixing to be 32.
And then he'll be 31.
I'm 33, right?
So pretty close.
Yeah, but it didn't matter, man. You know, three brothers, you know, learning each other, it didn't matter, you know.
Oh, it was all the time with everything. I mean, music, of course. I mean, that's why, you know, we're able to do what we do. But, man, we've always been there.
Yeah, and is it true that you've always played with family? Like, you haven't been
It's only been us, you know, three, and then the exception of our father, you know.
It's Los Lonely Boys live in the studio here at Jefferson Public Radio. Can we hear some tunes?
Oh, yeah,
man.
What are you going to play first for us?
Here, man. So we'd love to share a couple of songs, probably off the new record,
cool.
Rock Bongo.
Ready? Let's do this.
Jefferson Public Radio.
It's Los Lonely Boys live on Jefferson Public Radio on the Rhythm and News Service, also streaming online at ijpr.org. Fly Away, that is from the album called Rock Pongo. You describe your music as Texican rock.
Yeah, what, Texican
what,
rock and roll.
What does that mean? We were talking just before we went live here about music genres and names and labels. What is Texican rock?
Well, Texican rock and roll is something that, we made up because when we got into this, you know, the music business being with record labels, and they asked us, came and asked us, well, what do you guys call your music? What do you categorize it at, you know? And we're not into categorizing music, you know, we believe categorizing music segregates people all by itself, even if you don't mean to, you know, it just does it. So we said, well, if we got to call it something, we're going to call it Texican rock and roll.
Yeah,
so
because it's a mixture of everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We might come up with a heavy metal song or a hip-hop song, if, as you like to call them. Music for us is a feeling and a way of life, you know. You never know how it's going to come out or how it's going to be born.
It's an expression that shouldn't be hindered. It shouldn't be, like, you know, something that has to be, like, really tamed, you know. It really is something that it's a way to express yourself. And it's also a way to express something that's higher, you know, bigger than us. us, mm-hmm. bigger than us as people, you know. We believe that the gift comes from God, and that that's a way that we can, I guess you could say, like, display it, you know, when we do that.
So. Because it's people ask us all the time, what is Texican rock and roll? Well, that's exactly what it is. It's a mixture of everything, anything and everything that God lets come through us.
Called music, yeah.
To write a song, because there's no formula or set way to write a song or to create music. It's either going to come out of you like water or it's not. Mm. It's like natural, unnaturalness.
And from what you were telling us, man, it's like this, your radio station here. So, you know, we're glad that there's still radio stations like this that just play music, you know,
and
try not to say, oh, well, here's a pop song or here's a country song or here's a blues song.
Here's a hit song, you know. Or
just here's a good song.
Here's another,
some more good music for you.
And we appreciate that, and we thank you very much for keeping that alive, brother.
And that's what Los Lonely Boys are doing, man. We're just trying to add to that tree that, you know, slowly, hopefully you get to come back alive next year, man.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure.
So we're just paying tribute in part to that.
Let's go back in time a bit. Back to 2004. This album that probably everybody that's listening knows of, or at least knows a couple of the songs from. This was not your first album, but this was really the album that blew up.
Yes,
absolutely
right.
Blew up. You guys had an unbelievable rise. You had number one song, multiple platinum sales, two Grammy nominations, one Grammy win. So what was that period for you? I mean, you know, here are three brothers coming out of San Angelo, Texas, playing with their dad, and then all of a sudden,
well, see, you're
huge.
Saying it right there. It's just that.
Yeah.
It's like
people say it all the time, the word unbelievable, you know, but it's really unbelievable. It just happened, you know, to us, and we couldn't believe it, you know. We had been playing music our whole lives, and here the music industry was recognizing what we had been doing, you know, for so long.
It's amazing.
It's still amazing to think about.
Was the music that you guys were doing before that album pretty representational of what that album sounded like?
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah. You know, just those songs were songs
saying,
we wrote.
The saying goes, you have your whole life to write your first record, to make your first record.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what that, you know, the record is all songs we were playing all the time and trying to make better. And, you know, I remember when Señorita first came out, we were like, this songs could be on the radio. And you know, it was, because Señorita is really old is why what I'm saying. Like,
uh-huh.
And then it made that record again, and it didn't do what, you know, obviously what Heaven was capable of doing.
Well, and there were two. I mean, Heaven and Hollywood both. They ended up everywhere. Like, you guys were probably at the grocery store, and you heard your song.
Playing.
It's great.
I mean, is that a feeling that is awesome, or is it weird?
That's the sense of accomplishment right there, man.
Yes,
I mean, when you're walking in the supermarket with your family, and your song comes on the radio, that's what every musician hopes for, man.
Yeah.
But even more so, man, the fact that everybody's getting to hear it is...
That's the beauty, because that's what we really, number one, we don't do music for any type of stardom or fame, man. We do it because that's what we do. That's what we have to offer the world, the people, the guy next door, you know, the lady behind lives behind us. It's we're those guys that are the entertainers or the musicians that really do it and love to share that.
Yeah,
you know?
We love to share. It ain't our fault that the business, you know, music became a business.
Yeah.
You know, that's with everything, food, water.
I know a lot of artists, when they have a song that goes huge, they end up with kind of a love-hate relationship with those songs. Well, how do you guys feel about the success of Heaven in Hollywood?
We love it.
Everything we've created. We may not do the same song that we've done in a while on the next night or next time, but you know, the song that definitely made a song like Heaven, man, that we don't ever get tired of playing it because it's a real prayer. It's a real prayer. It turned into a song, but it's a real prayer.
Well, even besides the, I mean, it's a great song.
Yeah.
You know, and we write many songs, but that's just a good song, and it's still to this day.
I think one of the people
just moved to it.
Yeah.
I think whenever we recorded Heaven and it did, you know, get as, you know, however big it got, I think the whole time we had always known that, hey, if a song goes big, we had always heard of you know, the people not wanting to play the song that they made the hit from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, we're not going to be like that if that ever happened to us. So I remember we would say stuff like that before it ever came out, and probably before we ever even recorded the album, you know.
Or anything, yeah.
You know, it was... So we try to keep ourselves grounded, especially being brothers, man, you know.
Los Lonely Boys, my guests, live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. Do you guys mind doing that one for us?
No, not at all.
I forgot it.
I forgot it all of a sudden.
Vámonos.
This prison, Lord, help me get away. 'Cause only you can save me now from this misery. And I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? I've been lost way too long in this crazy world. How far is heaven? And I just keep on praying, Lord, and just keep on living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? How far is heaven? 'Cause I just gotta know how far, yeah. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? Cielo, échame tu bendición. 'Cause I know there's a better place than this place I'm living. How far is heaven? And I just got to have some faith and just keep on giving. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? How far is heaven? 'Cause I just gotta know how far, yeah. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? How far is heaven? 'Cause I just gotta know how far.
Los Lonely Boys live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR, streaming at ijpr.org. We talked about a little bit about the album Rock Pongo. Tell me about the meaning of that title.
Well, Rock Pongo is basically a word that we kind of made up. Well, we actually did make it up, but it's the last part of Rock Pongo comes from a word called Wapango, which is a traditional dance style of music. And it's also that Wapango is a derivative. Well, that's a wapango right there.
All right. And that's a style of music that has a lot of improv, generally, right?
Well, yeah. When you play it on a bajo sexto, yes, or accordion, you're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you can just kind of go on and on and on and on with licks.
Believe you
basically.
Me, it can go forever.
Yeah.
And
right.
It does. But basically, what we did is you know, that word being a derivative of fandango, which is, fandango means like carnival or festival, good time, fiesta type thing, party. We basically took the piece of Wapango and rock, we felt like we made the word rock party.
Right on.
Because it's a beat, man. It's called Wapango, you know, and JoJo wrote this beat to this song, and it's kind of just electrifying a traditional beat that's in our culture already, man. So we just kind of Texicanized it, man.
Oh, the title track, Rock Pongo.
Yeah, and that's, you know, kind of what it all evolved it all around, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hendrix was doing Manic Depression, didn't know he was doing a huapango beat, you know?
No, seriously.
Because we've listened back and go, hey, man, he's playing a huapango, you know?
And maybe he did know.
You know, we were talking about the Grammys a few minutes ago, and this year's Grammys were kind of buzzing about Adele and her return from throat surgery. This is something that you know well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that experience. What happened?
Well, it was actually while we were recording Rock Bongo, and we had already cut quite a few tracks, and we're in the vocal process, and it just, we had to actually get on the road to work. And
it was scary, man. It was real scary.
But when we got on the road to work, man, the first, like, I remember, like, the first night, it was just like, I couldn't even do anything. And it was in the studio, too, but it was like, we couldn't continue the tour.
Could you talk?
I could talk, but it was really, sounded really weird and stuff, and so we had to, I went to visit the clinic there in Colorado, and he was like, look, you got to quit touring. You got to quit talking.
Was it a polyp or something that it developed?
No, no. That's what everybody says. Yeah. It was really just kind of like strain. You know, it was like the muscles kind of went like.
And how long did it take you to get everything back?
About 3 months. Yeah. Well, it was a 3-month process to actually not talk and kind of like wait and then go back and go like, okay, hey, I can actually talk again. And I sounded like Barry White, you know, when I was first talking and stuff.
Yeah. Henry, Ringo, does JoJo sound the same as he sounded before the throat surgery, or has something changed a little bit in his voice?
You can't really push him so hard now. Mm. You know, before there was not really a worry or a thought that, hey, there was something wrong or he was going to.
We're all young and invincible, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's like, hey, you can't sing like that no more. You're going to have to take it easy, you know? I mean, he still does it 100%.
I don't know if you can hear a difference. I mean, I guess, like, in the way high parts, like in Crazy Dream, I guess, when he used to sing up there, you know, and I think that's changed.
Yeah, is basically the effort.
But I also think that it's because he's also getting older.
Older, too.
You know?
Yeah.
Getting older. Right.
And all that takes into play. But I definitely feel it when I'm on stage, man. It's like, I can still sing, but I used to be able to sing without trying.
I remember reading a while back that you guys don't read music or tabs. Has that changed over the years? Are you still pretty much just creating?
We don't know how to do that.
Yeah,
we still don't know how to read notes, still don't read tablature. So people try to, you know, explain it to us, but, you know, it's something we also kind of choose not to do, too, because we do know we have this talent, so kind of learning about it would kind of mess up.
Well, it just gets
kind of dissecting
detailed,
a frog,
right.
Man. You dissect a frog and you find out what's all in it, and it's like, okay.
Now what do we do?
Los Lonely Boys are my guests live on Open Air here on Jefferson Public Radio. I want to switch gears and ask you a question about video games.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question, man.
I understand you guys
are the Texican clan.
Yeah, I hear you guys are big gamers, online gamers, right?
Xbox 360.
What is your game of choice?
Well, when we're all playing together, it's Modern Warfare 3 right now.
Oh yeah,
We have a really big Texican clan, and
so there are theoretically people here in this area that have actually been online playing against Los Lonely Boys.
We played with people from Australia to Europe, you know,
all across America.
So speaking of video games, your song Heaven was actually on one of the earlier editions of Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Have you guys played that?
Yeah,
I can't play Guitar Hero. For nothing.
Henry's a really very skilled guitarist, right? But when he gets on Guitar Hero, he just
I suck.
Can't
You're no
do
good
it.
At it.
Big time, man. I'm like,
and Ringo is amazing at it.
JoJo and Ringo
and
are like wizards.
I can play it pretty good.
JoJo's really good.
All right.
JoJo's really good at it.
If we ever wanted to play Guitar Hero, man, we just grabbed a real guitar and sat around.
But actually, no, man, playing Heaven on there was really freaking cool, man.
Right on. Los Lonely Boys are my guests live on Open Air here on Jefferson Public Radio. We have time for one more?
Sure. Okay, yeah. We're going to do this one here, man.
Cool.
Yourself. Get up, don't wanna hit no lip. by ear. You know I've seen the good, I've seen the bad. I found out life ain't fair and I ain't mad. But I wanna be free. Can't take my time left from me.
That is Henry, JoJo, Ringo Garza, Los Lonely Boys, my guests live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest album is called Rock Pongo, out on your own label,
yes,
Lonely Tone Records.
Yes, sir.
Guys, thank you so much for being here.